This is Summer of StoryCorps on 90.5 WESA. I'm Maria Scappelletto. The day Marcel Walker was removed from his mother's custody is seared into his memory. It was also the day he was taken to a Pittsburgh-area children's shelter. Here he is, speaking with his friend Michelle Bellin about what he took away from that experience nearly four decades ago.
When I was just shy of 6 years old, right in there, we got taken out of our mother's custody and placed in a place called McIntyre Shelter, which used to be up in the North Hills off of McKnight Road. There was some specific things about that I want to kind of record for posterity.
Why don't you tell me about the day that you were first taken there?
Well, I remember it really clearly. My mom had some psychological problems that predated my birth and continued well after. So I remember one day waking up and my mom was already in a rage with somebody on the other side of the living room door outside. They wanted her to do something. She was just ultimately defiant. And then they told her to step back from the door. Next thing I knew, an axe came through the front door. It was like something out of a horror movie. They chopped down the front door and a horde of police officers came in and they threw my mom to the ground, to the floor. And they got her in cuffs, handcuffs, and they took her out to one of their cars. And I'm not sure where they took her. You know, I'm not sure if they took her to like a police station or if they took her to like a hospital. She'd been in hospitals prior to that.
So tell me about where they took you.
So they took my sisters and I and they got us bundled up. And we went out to McIntyre Shelter. But
were you still scared when you got there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we had no idea. We had no frame of reference or anything.
Do you remember meeting anybody that day?
The one lady I remember from that first day was a counselor who worked there. She was an older lady. She just tried her best to calm me down and talk me down. And she just asked me questions and how I was doing. And eventually she got me down where I wasn't crying. And she said, well, hey, do you think you can go to sleep now? Do you think you can sleep? I think so. And she says, well, how about we make this agreement? Every night before you go to bed, we'll come out here, we'll talk. And when you feel good, then you can go to bed. We'll do this every night. How's that sound? I said, okay. So she puts me to bed and she leaves. And that's the last time I saw her because I don't know what happened. But I asked about her the next day and something happened. She had taken sick. And I don't know. What the status of that was or what happened, but I never saw her again. I just had her that first night. Like, I think of all those little things, like those little tender mercies that we were given. And I think about the thousands of kids that stayed there. And almost all of them had to have been there at some impressionable, maybe even traumatic stage in their development. And I don't want it taken for granted. You know, I want it remembered. I want it somehow memorialized. I want that experience documented. You know, I think I was blessed.
The conclusion that I come to is you were better for having stayed there.
Absolutely.
But it's also remarkable. It's a testament to you that you could pick that up and kind of carry it forward.
Things came out, I think, about as well. We had a large support stress system, family, friends, way beyond McIntyre Shelter, continues across the table from me right now.
Anytime I can be there for you, you know I am.
You know I won't leave you alone, so. And the same is true here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Marcel Walker speaking with Michelle Bellin as part of our Summer of StoryCorps series. Find more at WESA.FM.
Summer of StoryCorps is made possible by Hilda and Freddie Fu and the Pittsburgh Foundation.